Greece comes to a standstill over austerity strikes. Cholera hits close to home for a ministry team in Sierra Leone. And we've got a follow-up story on Raju, the church leader in India. We'll tell you about it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A two-day national strike brought Greece to a standstill. Protests threatened to become riots as Eurozone leaders met for a financial summit in Belgium. Greece has enough money to keep going until next month, but they desperately need the next bailout check. AMG International's Paul Jenks says,
"It will probably just postpone a final turnaround that much longer because they're just borrowing more money to pay off previous debt. And they still haven't got a handle. They've been in recession now for 5 years."
With nearly one in four jobless, the ministry's seeing new people that need help. They're already set up to respond because they've been helping refugees. Now they're helping Greek citizens, and it's softening hearts.
"The church is showing itself ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ as well as the love of Christ in practical ways. And in some ways, that's the main need of Greece."
Next, there's good news and bad news with the Sierra Leone's cholera outbreak. The good news, the World Health Organization says it's easing. The bad news, it's not over yet. Plus, the crisis hit close to home this time. A number of Living Water International staff and their families fell ill with both cholera and typhoid. They're recovering, and the gospel outreach continues. The team's expecting a rise in cases as the rainy season ends. We have the details in full at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Leprosy continues to be a problem in more than 100 countries. Every 2 minutes, someone's diagnosed with leprosy. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a vital part of providing treatment in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They provide air transportation for organizations like American Leprosy Mission. Speaking from Congo, MAF's Garth Peterson describes the problem there.
"In the last year, they've had over 5,000 new cases. And of those 5,000 cases, I believe around 10% already have severe disfiguration."
Without any roads, some of these villages, air transportation is the only option. Peterson says many victims need spiritual guidance, too.
"What we try to do then is to have a spiritual witness to them. They're often outcast by their family and friends, and so they're in a very vulnerable position. But to show them the love of Christ really has an impact on them."
With aviation gasoline at $10 a gallon, you can help with funding at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, do you remember Raju? He's a church leader trained by Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Now, a few weeks ago, radicals attacked Raju and his family and forced the church leader and his wife to worship Hindu idols. After the attack, Raju and his family went into hiding. But earlier this week, he was back out in the village sharing Christ. Persecution is on the rise in India, but ask the Lord to protect his people. Find out more at missionnetworknews.org. And imagine running for 24 hours straight.
"Okay, why would anybody be that crazy to want to go out and do that?"
That's exactly what Roy Wiegand did to raise money for Life Water International. Wiegand says he logged in 110 miles during his 24-hour jaunt. The hardest part? Reaching the end.
"It was a real mix of getting really excited about finishing and then the reality of my legs and knees kind of singing a lot to me and saying, okay, you've kind of gone over the line at this point and we've had enough. We want to go home."
Wiegand began raising money for Life Water's Ethiopia projects just a few years ago. Last year, he ran 100 miles and raised $2,000. Wiegand passed the $5,000 mark this time around.
"We're really excited about that. People were very generous, and I think they were a little intrigued, too."
Severe drought in Ethiopia has made an existing food crisis even worse. See how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a ways away, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings to us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.